Appendix Passport Reading Session.
Untaintus Europoc, European Union, Era Ireland, Passport. And there's a picture of a harp on the cover. And then on the second page, there's a picture of a harp. And it says, in Irish and then in English, the Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade of Ireland requests all whom it may concern to allow the bearer, a citizen of Ireland, to pass freely and without hindrance and to afford the bearer all necessary assistance and protection. And the font is an unsealed font, which is traditionally associated with Ireland. And then there's a picture of a standing stone with some spirals on it. I think this is the standing stone from Newgrange. And then it says AM, which is my mom's initials, Anne Marie, and then it says 651383. Then there's a page with a lot of languages. 24 languages that say European Union. And the first one is Irish and the second one is English, and then there's other ones. And then it says Ireland in 24 languages, and then it says passport in 24 languages. Then there's a picture of me and lots of information about me. And my old passport, my passport number was PS1992, which I thought was the year that I was born, but it's not, because my new passport number is PK8283 and some more numbers after that. It says that I'm male. It says that I was born in Dublin, and it has my first name and my surname, but not any middle names, and it has my signature, and it has a map of Ireland and Northern Ireland that doesn't show the border between them, and it says that this is the entitlement and birthright of every person born in the island of Ireland, which is not the country that this passport represents, but anyway. Then it has the national anthem in Western classical music notation. Then it says loads of things in lots of languages, and they're too small and boring, so I'm going to skip them. Great. Then it has a picture of the cliffs of Moher, and it has Tugachtin and Shilter and Ilan the Heron, Erin and Naricher, I think is the start of the constitution, but I'm not really sure. And you're supposed to put stamps on these pages when you go to other countries. They're for visas. I don't think I've ever gotten one in my life. No, wait, I went to America once and I got one in America, but I don't think I've ever gotten one any other time. Turkey? Did you get one in Turkey? I don't think so.
Is the European part like in Istanbul?
Yeah, I don't think you get a visa, right? So this, like, apart from the pages that I've already read, the rest of this book is pretty useless, and we've already done all the, like, functional parts of it. But it has nice pictures of people in a little boat going to the Giant's Causeway, and birds in a Celtic pattern, and Owen, this is just one letter in Owen, which I can't read. But I guess it's probably an I, it's probably going to say Ireland. And this is the Samuel Beckett Bridge, which is named after Samuel Beckett.
You have to wait till London.
For what?
Didn't he wrote
Waiting for Godot? Yeah, yeah. Yes. Also, the bridge is the shape of a harp.
Didn't know that Beckett was Irish.
Technically, I think he lived in France most of his life.
But he was born.
he has an Irish passport.
Not even sure if that's true. He probably has an Irish passport. It's very possible he was born in England. Then, so Cliffs of Moher and the ocean, and then, so this is the business district in Dublin that was built in the last 20 years. So I guess the important things are nature, traditional culture, and then modern culture. And fishing, which is what tourists do when they come to Ireland.
Really?
Yeah. When, like, all tourists.
But so if I, like, are we allowed to interrupt him? The interesting thing is, of course, Ireland is now, for example, the business district.
Yeah.
It's actually for like expats, like for this kind of international class.
Yeah.
Because of all the companies who are there, it's very important. So it's interesting that it's this kind of form, what is like an important economy nowadays in Ireland.
Yeah.
Because Google and all these companies have the European headquarters there, that this is already visualized in the passport.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's been important in Ireland since Ireland got its independence, sometime in the start of the 20th century. Ireland have tried really hard to seem technologically advanced. Or not seem, like they are in some ways as well. But like, there were big projects in the early 20th century, like to build hydroelectric stations and try to be cutting edge. And it's always part of the way that Ireland presents itself. And they are less vocal about the fact that the corporation tax is so low, and that's why all the big companies go there, because they don't have to pay any taxes.
What is this?
This is a Celtic design of a Celtic brooch, slightly stylized, but like without all this swirly bit in the middle, this would be kind of the brooch like we were talking about the other day, the pins here broken. I don't know why it's the same one on every page.
It's like a stamp.
Oh, and look, it's got little different patterns in the middle.
Mm. There's a message encrypted.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Morse code.
Interesting. This is people playing Gaelic sports. This is... I've never seen this before, but it's a ring fort. Just like an old type of castle. On every page it says PK8283583. These are Irish traditional instruments and dancing shoes.
This is your number, right?
Yeah. This is the Aviva Stadium, so sports again. So it's like mostly pictures of modern and traditional culture, I guess. Sports, music, the countryside. This.
May I ask one more question?
Uh-huh.
The number that you wrote in the beginning where you said it's the initials of your mother's.
Yes.
Is this your personal ID number?
I have no idea what this number is.
Okay. Is it coincidence that the initials of your mother?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no idea what this number is. Because it's not my passport. My passport number is this PK8283583. But this one, maybe this is like this exact document number.
This could be, yes.
Possibly.
I thought that's what that passport number was.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Some sort of extra security check.
Yeah, but I think they have to.
This must be Innisfree, because here is the Yeats poem. I will look, rise and go now, go to Innisfree, and the small cabin built there of clay and wattle made, which is a kind of famous poem about living in the countryside and escaping. These faces, I think, are Celtic gods, as far as I remember.
Wow.
And I think they're on the Four Courts building, which is the High Court building. This is Croagh Patrick that people climb up with no shoes. I don't know what that is.
It's nice that you recognize everybody. Yes.
I don't know what this one is.
I don't know. It's more contemporary.
Yeah, I think it might be in Galway. This is a little blackbird and a James Orr quote. Horse racing. Killarney Castle. Still this thing on every page. Then at the back it says, this passport remains the property of the Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade of Ireland. This passport must not be altered in any way. Any alteration will render it invalid and could constitute a criminal offence. If found, please return to the Irish authorities. This passport contains 34 pages. The maximum validity of an Irish passport is 10 years. every citizen of the Union shall, in the territory of a third country in which the member state of which he is a national is not represented, be entitled to protection by the diplomatic or consular authorities of any member state on the same conditions as the nationals of that state. Article 23 TEFU. And then there's another harp, and then there's a crest of the four provinces of Ireland, and then there's the back. The end.
Great book.
Okay. I'm going to try now the Panofsky's three level of asked historical understanding of my personal identity card. The three level of asked historical understanding is divided first in the primary subject matter, that is a formal analysis of the work, so in this case my identity card. Then it comes to iconography, so I try to bring in the equation of cultural and iconographic knowledge. And in the last step is the iconology, where I take into the account the personal, technical and cultural history of my identity card and put it like into the relation of its historical circumstances, how it was produced. Now, I start with the formal analysis. I have in front of me a small object that is very thin, like maybe 2 millimeters thick, and it has a width of 10-11 centimeters and then a height of, let's say, 5-6 centimeters. And yeah, it's only thick 3 millimeters. It seems it's made out of a little bit a flexible material. It's kind of plastic. I can't smell it at all. On it, there are different form of prints and symbols and also written different writings in different sizes and fonts. They are also quite layouted in the center of it. Then there are kind of different symbols, and if I move the card in the light, I see different things shining. It's actually quite entertaining when I see this in front of me. This is on the top side, and then on the back side, there are again written forms in different sizes, a lot of numbers, and then there is this big square that are white and black dots. Just white and black dots. It looks like, you could say, it's a noise. It's like flickering a lot. In the background here on the back side, I see a kind of a pattern, and then I see something in the background lightly written. It's a very old style of written. It says Österreichi. Österreichi, it was a certain region in the center of Europe where now Austria is. So I come with this to the next step, the iconography. So I make the equation between the cultural and the iconographic knowledge. It says on the top, it's a Personalausweis. That's German for identity card. That's on the left side in the top. But in the middle on the top, there's a blue symbol, a square, and in the center is written AT. This symbol I identify as the symbol of the European Union, and Austria, so the identity card comes from Austria, is one country in the European Union. And it says on the right side of the symbol, the right side of the identity card, Republic of Austria, that's one country in the European Union. If I go now in the center down, there is written something, name, Vorname, Name, Vorname, that means surname, given name, is also written in English there. So it's on one side, it's locally contextualized in the local language, but international in the English language. And it says Knützinger Josef Oliver. And then I go down and it says nationality, Staatsangehörigkeit, AUT. That's the short international code for Austria. Each country on the world has an international code. And I go down, after this is written the document number, document number, and it starts with PA, that is for Personalausweis, the short, and the number. Then it says the Gültigkeit bis, date of expiry, that's in the year 2031. So I see this document is like food. It's not only valid until a certain time, it expires. After this, there's the Geburtsdatum, the date of birth. My date of birth is then written in bigger font. And it is also the sex, Geschlecht. In this, it's shortened by M for male. On the right side, there is a CAN number. I think this is the specific document number of this identity card. And on the left side, there is a picture of myself. It is a picture that is not like any picture. It seems that I look really centered into the camera based on certain properties. So it's not that it's a random picture of myself. It's really like kind of standardized how this needs to look. And it fits really well into the ID card. It's not like a picture glued on it. No, it's really printed into it. I turn around the card. Now I see on the right side the date of issue. So where it was made, in German, Ausstellungsdatum. It was in the year 2021. Then it says the authority in Vienna. And here it says now the place of birth, where I was born. And it repeats again the nationality, but this time not in the short code, the AUT. Now it says it in Österreich, so Austria in German. It on the right side, next to the middle, on the top, it has another personal identifier. And this is my height, Größe. It's 173 centimeters. So this is how high I am. So that people can identify me with this. Then it says title, and here it says X. If I would have an academic title, and then it's also so title nachgestellt, and it says again X. If I like have a title that goes after my name, before my name, a title, or after my name. And then on the right side, there is this noise that I, before I formalized it formally, and this noise seems to be a digital representation that could be read with a certain device, and I think it contains the information of my passport. On the bottom of the back side, I see different numbers, and written in a monospace font way. So I think it should be machine readable, and it repeats the numbers of the passport. There is included also the date of birth I can identify, and my number again, my name and surname and first names again. I come now to the iconology. So the object here is like not by random. It comes from the history of nation states and how nation states and nationalities created like a form of identity. So nation state is actually a recent invention that came into existence over the last 250 years in the form as we know it nowadays, in the form of democratic capitalism, before as a, like monarchies and so on. And each citizen of such a nation state got also kind of a particular identity. In the case of Austria, for example, this how you identify people was introduced by the so-called Seelenzählung, in translated soul counting. The Emperor Maria Theresia needed to know how many souls live at each house because she needed the male souls for the army. And in this way, the street names and house numbers got introduced so that you know how many male citizens live at each house number. So this was 200 something years ago. And I think this form of personal documents, of identity cards, maybe then even passports to be able to cross this border came with this particular development of the nation state. And in this case, it's the identity card of the Austrian nation state that is now its second republic, formed in 1955, 10 years after it got occupied after the Second World War and so on. And it's one of these documents that the citizens, the person, that's me, got because I was born in this country and because I was born there, and my parents had the citizenship, I got also this citizenship, and therefore I have this card. And why I have it with me? Because I'm in a country where I'm not citizen, so it's really good to identify myself in, if I would get theoretically on the street or in the municipality or at other institutions where they need to know if the person, that's me, is really me, because with this document I can prove them that it is me and they believe it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. I'm holding this booklet. On the cover it says Ευρωπαϊκή Ένωση, Ελληνική Δημοκρατία, Διαβατήριο. Διαβατήριο means passport. And there is a sign, a circular sign with a laurel, and inside there's the older form of the flag during the fascist regime in the 30s. This is the old Greek flag. So we'll go directly to the second page where my personal data, and I will read them out loud. I will start from the left side. So it's GR, passport, typos, type, χώρα, country, αριθμός διαβατηρίου, passport number, 1. Επώνυμο, surname, 2. Όνομα, name, 3. Ιθαγένεια, nationality, 4. Φίλο, sex, 5. Ημερομηνία γέννησης, date of birth, 6. Τόπος γέννησης, place of birth, 7. Ημερομηνία έκδοσης, issue date, 8. Ημερομηνία λήξης, date of expiry, 9. Έκδοση αρχής, issue office, 10. Ύψος, height. At the bottom of this page, I'm holding like a landscape at this time. It says P arrow G R C Peta arrow Aglaia arrow A T 5 9 4 3 2 2 7 7 G R C 9 5 0 1 2 6 7 F 2 7 0 6 0 4 1 arrow 06. There's an index for 5 pages, and then there are these empty pages with these beautiful pictures and this nice paper that I can understand what kind of paper is. It's pretty thick, I would say. So we have the Cycladic figurines on the 6th and 7th page. Then it's Knossos. There's a site in Crete, and this lady with the boobs out and the snakes from the Minoic period. The Festos disc was an old alphabet. Lighting of the Olympic flame, a recreation, I guess. and this guy, I think, is Hermes of Praxiteles. Athenian trireme, which is an old kind of sheep. Sheep. And this old coin, I don't remember from which period is it. Parthenon, and a nice stitching, probably a sewing machine or something like this, with this blue thread. Parthenon is in the middle of this booklet. Oh wow,
the
yours is green.
It's the flag. Yours is blue and white.
Oh, maybe. Wow. Epidavros, the ancient theater. Delphine. Ancient stuff in general. Virginia, at the northern part of Greece, there's an old. How to say it? When they put the old. The dead people. Coffin, kind of.
Sarcophagus.
Antikythera mechanism. I don't know what kind of mechanism is this. The monastery of Simonos Petra. Agia Sophia Mistras. The bridge of Arta. The Adirion bridge. A lot of myths come out of this. This is the new contemporary bridge next to my birthplace, and this is an old bridge, and a lot of myths come out of this bridge because it was completely destroyed. And we came to the 32nd page, and I will read the very last paragraph in English. There is also in Greek and French. This passport remains the property of the Hellenic Republic, notwithstanding the rights of the holder. Consequently, the holder is required to exercise the utmost care in the safekeeping and utilization of this passport. Any authority or person who finds this passport, either missed or misused, is hereby requested to hand it over to the Hellenic authorities. And we end with a picture at the bottom of Parthenon. That's the end.
Mm. Impressive that you knew all the monuments.
The touristic industry is the only industry in Greece right now, so.
It's my turn.
Yeah, if you want to.
Yes. Yes. There's lots of squish designs on it. But I only want to tell the parts that have a story to it. And the passport is really dirty. And it's all yellow and blue. I think because once I had a supplement that was yellow that I lost in my bag. And then it made everything yellow and I couldn't wash the passport. So it messed up turmeric in it. And it's also stained from water, which would probably make it not valid technically. And when I got this passport, I had to get it because I was stuck in Italy because my old one expired and I didn't know. And I went to the police station and a man named Giuseppe asked me all these questions about me, like how tall I am and what color my eyes are. And it says 170 in brown, which I told him. I could have said anything. And I wish I said something taller. Then it says my residence is Milan, which is not true, but he also asked me that, so I just told him Milan. And then there is a signature by a man called P. Costa, who is the minister of Milan, and I don't think he actually signed this. And then it says I paid for this, which I did, and it was 25 euros.
Oh, that's too much.
But I did have to wait 6 months for it, which is a really long time.
Six months?
Yes.
Okay. I was ready in
a week.
Which is a really long time. All the pages are yellow, and all of them have monuments I don't know. I looked at them earlier, I don't know a single one. I have no idea what they are. And there is a man on a horse, and I was trying to guess who he is. And I thought it was going to be Garibaldi, the man who unified Italy, but he's wearing old Roman clothes, so I don't think it's him. And I hope it's someone nice, but I don't know who chooses these pictures. And then I have one visa, and it says Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, admitted to New York City June 5th, 2023, until 2 September 2023. And when I got this, the man that was sitting there asked me a lot of questions, and I was feeling really nervous because I was supposed to bring a document and I didn't bring it. And then he asked me if I had any chickens, and I said,
chickens?
What? Yes. And he said, do you have any chickens? And I said, no. And then he laughed and he said, you can go. And he gave me this stamp.
In Italy?
Nope, in New York. They don't give me any stamps in Italy. It's all empty. It's just yellow. And they have really squished stars, and I really don't understand why they put them. Oh, and every single page says Italy, Republic of Italy, all over it, in case you forget where you are. And then it has a place where you would put someone in case of emergencies, and I didn't put anybody. And then it's very yellow. And it says that you should avoid to bend it or hurt it and not expose it to any critique external agents like heat or humidity, which technically turmeric is neither, so it's okay.
And not in the microwave.
And not in the microwave. It doesn't say that though.
Because
but there's also a sticker. Huh?
Did you say any critique of external agents?
Yep.
So is this
that's the Italian version. The English one says different. It says it must be it's completely different.
Yeah, of course.
It must be looked after with great care to avoid folding, mishandling, exposure. Here it says, do not expose it to external critical agents like heat and humidity. And I still have a sticker that says Mariale Ada and then my flight number. AZ00555546954. There you go.
Thank you.
I think that in most of your passports there's also the RFID chip inside.
Yeah. No, mine though.
That makes it like then also where certain information is stored on it.
This one? No.
No, it's like radio frequency identification.
Yeah.
It's similar to
yeah.
what is used in stores that you don't steal anything.
Ah.
And it contains the information, and there was like this thing, sorry, going around. Don't, if you put it into the microwave, you destroy the chip.
Huh?
It's okay.
Oh, wow.
But
it
don't do this because you can get
the whole thing.
If
no,
it's
it looks
not
like
handable
like
in the
yeah,
way.
But you cannot scan it, I guess.
Before they
or if you
scan
it.
We could try
like
to do it with a RFID scanner. No, we don't have
that. He also took my thumbprint when I got it, but it's not.
Is this part of yours?
Yeah, he has a plus.
Oh, wow.
It's like the Dutch one.
Oh, it's like the small ID card, a big ID card.
Small.
Yeah.
A huge?
Pretty much. And I think the RFID chip is inside here.
Yep. So we,
I did write that there.
We could summarize it also.
Mm-hmm.
Still, like, because
okay.
I think what is interesting to see with all the different passports that on one side you have all these symbols of the countries to form a form of national identity,
mm-hmm.
and in contrast to that, on top of that, you is printed your personal identity.
Mm-hmm.
So you were quite shaped by the passport then, yeah. And what also was interesting that almost you have known what all the symbols mean that are so important for
the
nation state including, because we all learned them somehow in school, in the history classes. Even here this print, like it's like Österreichi that I still could identify. It was like in the year 1100 that Austria was mentioned in some document as Österreichi first time. And,
But in my defense, my drawings are all architectural drawings of monuments. So it doesn't even look a little bit like Like, I would have to be able to tell one of them I remember from my culture class in school.
But then I think Ireland was the only one that has the modern monument, or like the business district.
Yeah, and also schools.
Football.
Yeah, there were cultural heritage thing too.
And also, this is not the stadium where you play Gaelic sports. This is where you play like soccer and rugby.
It's like Gaelic football.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is maybe the stadium where you play Gaelic football, but I think it's just like a.
But you're just so realistic to some extent.
And all the different sports.
Like,
yes.
Half of it's more abstract. Mine are all abstract. There's no way you can tell. I guess
it's
point,
yeah.
It's
more like a collage.
Yes.
Maybe it's a matter of graphic designer.
I think it is.
Somebody had to design it, right?
Yeah, I think so. That this is like definitely like.
We want the elements.
Someone was really happy that they put the numbers on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But it's we have all the same size and the same color.
There's like some sort of European identity there as well, right?
Yeah,
this kind of. Leather, fake leather.
But they do feel very different in your hands. Maybe it's also because mine is so fucked
dark.
Up and yours is hard.
And now you can do an identity swap.
Pick a card. Different reading. That's mine.
Yes.
Pass
it
both
down. I know mine.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you kind of look like that. You have to feel it in your soul. The Greek identity. Kalamata.
Oh, your one is way more pages.
48.
Yeah.
It says it so many times that it has 48 pages too.
Maybe this would be something for next week to read a different passport. To see what someone else reads into this passport that doesn't know this monuments and so on.
Yeah.
To and then conclude on